Tonight, harsh reality for reality TV star Josh Duggar, indicted for downloading and possessing child pornography. And only on News Nation, this exclusive footage of Duggar in jail, secured by our News Nation station in Arkansas. You can see Duggar there in the white jumpsuit. U.S. Marshals took Duggar into custody in Northwest Arkansas yesterday. He went to court today on charges dating back to 2019. Prosecutors say Duggar had images of children under the age of 12 being abused. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 if convicted. He pleaded not guilty, and his attorneys say they'll aggressively defend him.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Thought Crime and Keto and Crime. Today, I've got an impromptu video for you. Let's talk about the Duggars, shall we? Or as I like to call it, Quiverful of Perverts. We're going to have a good time today, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it. If you're first time here, welcome. We do true crime, cult watch, pop culture, and history here. Please, if you have not subscribed, please, I hope I earned your subscription today. If you are subscribed, welcome back. You see my links down below where you can join my community of channel members and patrons. We have a great time. And other than that, the best thing you can do is subscribe, like, comment, share. That gets the channel into that famous YouTube algorithm. So Susan gives me her blessing. And maybe we can reach our goal of getting to 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year. And with that being said, a wonderful, wonderful shout out to all my wonderful channel members and patrons. But let's talk about the Duggars, shall we? To really understand the Duggars, we have to talk briefly about the Quiverful movement. This is something that I actually did 3 to 4 parts on in the past. I'm going to link that entire list here. But the Quiverful movement is loosely defined as a movement of within the Christian faith, Protestant Christian faith, usually of the Pentecostal variety, that basically focus on the Old Testament psalm or proverb that says, blessed is the man whose quiverful is full of children, basically. So it's a religious movement with very strict gender roles, very strict rules against everything from sexuality to roles of women in the home. Basically, the man's the head of the household, women are subservient, and their whole job is just to raise children and have as many children as possible. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding this movement, namely one of its leaders, Bill Gothard, who is the creator of the Institute for Basic Life Principles and the Advanced Training Institute, which is the homeschooling arm of the IBLP, which is one of the many, many homeschooling programs that Quiverful families use to educate their children. You'll very rarely find any of these children in public school because they believe public school teachings are of the devil, and they don't like being taught things like evolution, Big Bang Theory, anything beyond that the world is 10,000 years old and was created in 7 days or 6 days by Lord God Jehovah. And that he breathed life into the first man who named all the animals. And then they were, he created a woman out of his rib. And then he was tempted of Satan, who turned himself into a snake and got an apple caught in his throat. Now that's why we have the Adam's apple. So yeah, they believe in all that. You will not see any of these children in your basic biology classes in high school. They are mostly homeschooled with stuff from the Advanced Training Institute is by far the most popular. It is very expensive, from what I understand, so there are other copycats of it out there, but by and large, they are homeschooled. I even did an episode on the colleges that are most likely to be attended by children of these Quiverful families, and as you will get that in that same list up there, and they are very strict with the types of things that they teach. Women are taught women-oriented careers, maybe nursing, midwifery, teaching, and beyond that, go home and have them babies, because that's what we need. We need them babies. Birth control is frowned upon, and men are touted as being the providers of the family. The nasty little secret that Quiverful families often don't tell you is that it is almost impossible for one person to earn enough money to support families that range from 5 children up to the Duggars, which are like 150 kids. So it is very hard for one person to earn enough income to be that, because the majority of these people are very blue collar. So the welfare status of these families is very dubious. Let's just say there's a lot of public assistance with these families. Often there have been CPS issues with the children being neglected. There was that case not long ago where the children were literally found chained in the bedroom. So yeah, those people are Quiverful. I'm not saying all Quiverful people are like that, but these are some of the controversies that surround it. As well as with Gothard and his IBLP, there's been sexual misconduct there, as well as sexual misconduct in the church. Pastor Stephen Anderson, who has been quite controversial, banned from several countries because of the literal hate he spews towards marginal groups, particularly homosexuals. I did an entire standalone Quiverful episode on him. It's also in that playlist, and there's a scene where he refuses to show his ID to Border Patrol and is beautifully tased in a way that makes me smile every time, because the dude's a nut job and crazy and evil. There have been sexual misallegations in his church, as well as what we already know about the Duggars. We know the allegations that have plagued Josh Duggar, the oldest Duggar child, in the past, going back as far as 2003. And now what has just happened in this last week, which is what prompted this video, thanks to my longtime subscriber, Felicia. Thank you so much. This is for you, babe. Anyway, that's the Quiverful movement. It is not a church. So often when you ask these families if they're Quiverful, they will say no. The Duggars still contend to this day. They are not Quiverful. They are independent Baptists. Most of these people belong to independent Baptists or other independent non-denominational churches that follow Quiverful principles. You're never going to find a church that says the first Quiverful of the Lord and God Jesus Christ of modern day saints of the angel Gabriel. You're never going to see a church named Quiverful. It's a movement that a lot of churches adhere to. So technically, do the Duggars go to a church called Quiverful? No. Do they adhere to the Quiverful movement? The fruit of their loins say yes. So there you go. And you put yourself on television, guys. It's going to come out. Anyway, that's the background on the Quiverful movement. For a more in-depth view, check out the playlist. And with that being said, let's dive in to the Duggars themselves, shall we? James Robert Duggar was born July 18, 1965, to Jimmy Lee Duggar and his wife, Mary Lester Duggar, in Springdale, Arkansas, which is now the fourth largest city in Arkansas. His dad was a real estate broker, and Jim Bob, that's his nickname, actually went into that same sort of business as soon as he graduated from Shiloh Christian School. He became quite successful in both residential and now commercial real estate, owning, from what I gather, a lot of commercial properties all over Arkansas and in some other neighboring states like Missouri as well. So that is where the great deal of the six-figure income that Jim Bob needs, in addition to the television show, come from to support 150 kids. He's also an investor that invests in other properties, flips other properties, and was quite successful at it. He was also served from 1999 to 2002 in the Arkansas House of Representatives for District 6 as a very conservative Republican. He attempted to rerun in 2002, but was beaten in one of the most lopsided elections I have ever seen by Senator Tim Hutchinson, who beat him 71,000 votes to 20,000 votes. And then in 2006, he also unsuccessfully sought a Republican nomination for the District 25 seat in the same Arkansas State Senate, but lost to Bill Pritchard by just 200 votes. So the people of Arkansas have said, we don't want no more Duggar in our government. Thank you, Arkansas. July 21st, 1984, he married Michelle Rurick, who is, well, we know as Michelle Duggar, Mama Duggar. They have 19 children. I'm going to attempt to name them. Hold on to your hats. Josh, Jana and John David, twins. Jill, Jessa, Jinger, Joseph, Josiah, Joy Anna, another set of twins, Jedediah and Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Johanna, Jennifer, Jordan, Josie. And of course, as we all know, starting in 2008, they were featured on TLC, the Learning Channel, because this is what we have devolved to. As far as the Learning Channel, reality show starting out as 17 kids and counting, then 18 kids and counting, finally 19 kids and counting, and then counting on. As far as I know, it has been fully canceled due to a lot of different stuff. But mainly, I think people are just sick of seeing that. But on the show, they were portrayed as a quiverful family, even though the words quiverful were never said. They talked about their biblical principles, their conservative values, the very strict gender roles of men and women, such as women wear dresses, very long skirts, because cooter is evil, and men can wear long pants. You know, they are the breadwinners, even though some of the Duggar children, girls, have gone on to some pretty successful careers, which we'll talk about. They were educated by the Bill Gothard's Institute and Basic Life Principles, as well as the Advanced Training Institute, where Michelle was their chief teacher, and the older girls. That's another nasty little secret of the Quiverful movement. Often, the mother, you squeeze that many kids out, it's going to take a toll on your body. Oftentimes, the mother is physically and mentally drained and cannot give that many children enough attention, so the older girls tend to have to step in and be the teachers, the caretakers, the cooks. Look at any of the reality shows that talk about quiverful families, and you're going to see that the girls, the oldest girls, are often more of a mother than the mama. And they actually live in Arkansas, in a rural area, just outside Springdale, in a very large house, part of which its building was part of the show. From what I understand, it was a modular home kit that several people helped pitch in and helped them build their house on land that Jim Bob had had purchased. And I'm going to kind of... It was very successful real estate business, as well as the rumored $100,000 an episode that the family gets for the show is definitely how they pay their bills. A lot of people have criticized all of these TLC shows about the exploitation of children. Can't say I disagree with them. I don't want a camera up my butt every day of the night. I want to be able to broadcast when I want to broadcast, such as now. But that was the basis of the show. It's just watching the daily life of, you know, a family that has 19 kids. I seem to remember the old Lucille Ball, Henry Fonda movie, Yours, Mine, and Ours. That was interesting. A movie. It was funny. How can you not like Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda? But this, watching it every day or every week, the same old stuff, I don't understand the fascination with it. But then again, I don't understand the fascination with a lot of the reality shows on TLC. I'm not against reality TV. I like some reality TV, but not that kind. Anyway, with that being said, let's talk about some of the controversies. Their oldest daughter, Jana Duggar, is as of yet unmarried, has been seen wearing pants, which is a huge scandal within this Quiverful movement. It has often been rumored that she is gay. She has come out recently to say she is absolutely not gay. She does prefer the company of women, but is not sexually attracted to them. Now, I don't know whether she is or she isn't, but I can see a lot of my excuses in what Jana is saying. And the fact that there's 19 kids, it lines up that at least one or two of them is going to be not straight. So, statistics-wise. So, Jana, I know it's rough, but if you are gay, live your best life, girl. Just live your best life. but that is her controversy. Jessa Seawald is the, I think, third daughter. Her and Jana are the subject of the Counting On series that came on after the original 19 Kids and Counting was canceled. She is works actually for the Gothard Foundation. She is one of the outreach ambassadors for the educational program offered by the Institute of Basic Life Principles. She's come under fire because of some anti-feminist, anti-gay swag that's been paraded by her husband, Ben Seawald, who we saw their courtship on the show, but still no real. She did have a miscarriage in 2020. I'm really sorry, Jessa and Ben, but they are expecting their fourth child in 2021. Now, I know what you're all waiting for. Let's talk about Josh. Josh is the oldest child of the Duggars, born March 3rd, 1988. He attended a conservative Christian Gothard-style homeschooling and passed the GED test for Arkansas at the age of 16. So in 2002, he passed, or 2003, he passed and got the equivalency of a diploma. He's never attended college. However, he, because of his family's influence, has gone on to a very successful career in politics, obviously. His major role, which he is known for, is speaking at local conservative and Republican meetings out in favor of such gloriously kind candidates as Rick Santorum, as well as being a lobbying and political action advisor for the Family Research Council. Now, the Family Research Council is a nonprofit that is listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. They are vehemently anti-gay, anti-abortion, all of that, and he has been one of their major, major political ambassadors, if you will. He also worked on the Republican presidential primary for former Governor Mike Huckabee, and he also, as I said, had campaigned for the marvelous Rick Santorum. In 2006, just prior to a visit to the Oprah Winfrey Show, some emails were sent to Oprah Winfrey's staff accusing Josh Duggar of a 2002-2003 incident where he had touched 5 underage girls inappropriately, 2 of them being his sister. I believe it was either Jana or Jessa that did confess that they were one of them, where he had snuck into their room while they were sleeping and touched where he shouldn't have touched. That's all I'm going to say. Somehow it got swept under the rug because it was way past the 3-year statute of limitations in the state of Arkansas, and according to Jim Bob and Michelle, he had been sent to right after it happened, he had been sent to a church-led physical labor type of camp with a family that was doing some renovations, and they worked Satan out of him. He was then returned, and all seemed to be normal. That got swept under the rug until 2015, when rumors dropped again of this happening and how the Duggars dealt with it, how it got swept under the proverbial quiverful rug. Also saying that he had attended some intense training at Gothard's Institute, which, don't get me started on Bill Gothard. He's got his own sexual proclivities to deal with. See my video on that. He also supposedly was taken to a longtime family friend that was a law enforcement official that gave him a stern talking to, and that's how they dealt with this kid touching little kids inappropriately. He became engaged to his now wife, Anna, on June 23rd, 2008. And of course, their wedding was a huge thing on 19 Kids and Counting. And they currently have 6 children, expecting their 7th. He was forced to resign in 2015 from the Family Research Council based on these allegations stemming from 2003 and 2006. Some of those records were sealed because many of the girls were minors. A few of them have come out in public saying they were part of it, such as his sister Jana. And then we fast forward a little bit closer to the present. Late summer of 2015, a breach of data was hailed at the website Ashley Madison, which is literally a website for married people to have affairs. And a email address and account, as well as a payment method belonging to Josh Duggar, was uncovered as a part of that. He had paid almost $1,000 in fees for two Ashley Madison subscriptions starting in February 2013, and they were canceled in May of 2015, shortly after all of the shenanigans with his younger sisters broke. He did confess he had been a big hypocrite. He entered church counseling, and Anna decided to stay with him, but you can't really blame her. Remember, she was raised in a religion where you are subservient to the man. She feels that she cannot do anything on her own, and she needs him to provide for her, because let's face it, they have a lot of kids. It's going to be really hard for her. He went through a long-term treatment and was released, saying he is totally cured of all his misgivings. Right. November of 2015. 2015 was a very good year for the Duggars. A well-known porno actress by the name of Danica Dillon filed a suit against Duggar, claiming that he had assaulted her, and when she refused to do some of the things he was wanting to pay her to do, he assaulted her. She sued him, seeking $500,000 in damages, but she did drop the drop the suit when it came to light that Duggar was not necessarily in the Philadelphia area during the time that she accused him of. Now, is that true? I don't know. I do think that sometimes people lie, and that includes women. They you see a chance to get a lot of money, whatever. People lie, men and women. So I can't really say that he did or did not do that, but it does sound like something he would do. And finally, we come up to current day, just last week, April 29th, 2021, when U.S. Marshals arrested Duggar on possessions of child pornography in his home in Arkansas. Duggar at this time had been operating a used car dealership called Wholesale Motors, and on suspicion of some shenanigans going on, the computer was seized and searched by virtue of an order in November of 2019, and there were questionable pictures of children less than 12 years of age found. Of course, the Duggars immediately released, saying that they asked for privacy in their time of mourning during this difficult time. Of course, he's currently sitting in Washington County Jail and has pled not guilty to each of the counts, but he will remain in jail until a bond hearing on May 5th. So he's sitting in jail where he should have been a long time ago. The U.S. federal judge, Aaron L. Weiderman, said that if Duggar is awarded bail, he will have to be in a residence where there's no minor in the home. So that means that he cannot return home to he and Anna's home, where they currently have six children with a seventh on the way. The initial trial date has been set for July 6th, so I will be keeping you informed about that. And he could receive up to $250,000 in fines and 20 years in prison. Now, ironically, back in 2015-2016, the Fayetteville County, Arkansas, Fayetteville City Council was voting on a transgender bathroom bill. And Michelle Duggar did a robocall that was blasted out to thousands of families in...
news that will affect the safety of Northwest Arkansas women and children. The Fayetteville City Council is voting on an ordinance this Tuesday night that would allow men, yes, I said men, to use women's and girls' restrooms, locker rooms, showers, sleeping areas, and other areas that are designated for females only. I don't believe the citizens of Fayetteville would want males with past child predator convictions that claim they are female to have a legal right to enter private areas reserved for women and girls. I doubt that Fayetteville parents would stand for a law that would endanger their daughters or allow them to be traumatized by a man joining them in their private space. We should never place the preference of an adult over the safety and innocence of a child. Parents, who do you want undressing next to your daughter at the public swimming pool's private changing area?
In that area, asking them to vote against it because of what perverts could do to our children. Do I even need to speak about the irony surrounding that? I don't think so, but just to let you know. So that's where we stand with the Duggars. I know there's a lot more in-depth videos on the Duggars. Like I said, this is going to be like part five of my Quiverful series. If you want to see an in-depth deep dive on the Duggars themselves, I highly recommend the channel Fundy Friday. She does a marvelous job in breaking down the Duggars. If you want to see some of the more intricate parts, she actually watched the show, was a fan of the show. So she knows a lot more about what went on there than I do. I only know the basics because that was not my jam. But anyway, I highly recommend her channel. Fundy Friday. Great channel. She's great. And with that being said, that concludes my little impromptu expose on the Duggars. I hope you enjoyed it. And may Josh Duggar rot in jail. With that being said, until next time, keto and crime.